I know I'm late, ladies. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, I know. It was my idea for this brunch. For us mothers just to get away from our families and enjoy each other and then go back and be pampered later in the day. It's just, I had to have a shower. Well, I had to go back to the restaurant first for a minute. It's not important. Just, you deserve an explanation. You know what? Indirectly, it's your fault that I'm late in the first place. Well, because you're always telling me that I'm too nice, and that I never accept anything that people want to give me. So today I followed your advice and accepted a Mother's Day gift of sorts. Ladies, it's not really important. We don't want to miss our reservation. Why am I all flushed and glowing then? I told you, I had a shower. Well, yes, that was after I went to the restaurant. Yes, the restaurant is closed today for Mother's... Fine, I'll tell you, ladies. Jesus, I can't keep anything to myself. Well, as you know, I closed the restaurant to give all of my staff an opportunity to be with their moms on Mother's Day. I just felt it was the right thing to do. But then, as I was almost ready to come here and be with you ladies, I got a call because apparently one of my employees had left something very important in their locker at work. So I went down to the restaurant and opened it up, only to find 3 of my employees there, and they actually hadn't really forgotten anything. They just wanted to thank me for being such a wonderful boss and such a hot MILF. Their words, not mine. Oh my gosh, I'm blushing, aren't I? Well, yes, they did happen to be all male employees. All college seniors, actually. They're very grateful for the hours that I let them work with all their studies and everything. And they just wanted to show me their appreciation. And they figured they knew exactly what I would want for Mother's Day. No, not flowers or chocolates or any of that. They... I don't quite know how to say it. They... Well, they did fuck me, but... What? Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. That's not how it started. Just started with all of their big strong hands on me, stripping me down. One of them nibbling on my tits, and the other two just feasting on me, my pussy, and my ass. Well, like I say, I was following the advice you gave me, not to say no when people give me things or want to do nice things for me. Fuck, was it nice feeling their hands on my body, their tongues against my holes. God damn, I don't remember guys back in my day having the tongue skills of these young studs. They knew exactly where to lick and nibble and slip their tongues in. And, oh, they were just so good. I came on their faces, every fucking one of them. They all wanted to taste my pussy juices. I can tell you bitches are jealous as fuck, aren't you? And some of your panties are wet. I mean, we can leave for our brunch reservation and... Fine. I'll tell you what else happened. After I came on their young, handsome faces, I noticed that all of their cocks were hard. And to be honest, I was kind of conflicted. You're always giving me the advice to just accept what people give me and not feel the need to give back anything in return. That it's okay to just receive and not give. But when it comes to cocks, I mean, I just couldn't let their young, hard cocks go to waste. And so I leaned into each of them to give them a thank you kiss for their very generous, very skilled Mother's Day gift of sorts. And I ran my hand down over their hard cocks, just to hear them whimper. And luckily, they're all very intelligent college men. And I could tell that I wanted more. That I wanted their cocks. That it could be an added Mother's Day gift if all three of them would fuck me. Fill each hole with one of their young, hard cocks. Next thing I knew, I was bent over onto one of the tables, one of them in front of me, feeding me his delicious cock. Another one climbed up on the table and worked his fat cock into my ass. What? Did all of you think that my ass would be off limits after it was lubed up and ready from them rimming me? Fuck no. I took that cock up my ass, begged for more, begged for him to pound me deeper, while the other one pushed his cock into my pussy. I could feel the pressure of the two of their cocks, just that tiny little piece of flesh separating their thrusting dicks. My breast pressed against the table, moaning around the fattest, hardest young cock I've had in forever. Oh, and all I wanted was their cum. The guy in my ass came first, of course. It's hard to hold back when a MILF like me lets you fuck my ass. When he was done, I just begged him to come let me clean his cock off. You think I'm full of surprises? You ladies didn't expect me to want to clean off a cock that was in my ass, even if there was yummy cum all over it. You really have to get to know me better. And as I was cleaning him off, the one that was fucking my mouth wanted to take a turn in my ass. It was all lubed up and... oh god, I was so sloppy, feeling that first cum load get squished into my hole and drip down to the cock that was fucking my pussy. And I was just being rocked on the table, and it was banging against the floor and the chair so loudly, just echoing through the restaurant, with me moaning and begging them to fill my holes with their cum. I normally just think of my restaurant as the workplace, but hearing the acoustics of me begging for their cum, I'm not going to be able to walk by table 12 without remembering being DP'd and cum blasted by two young, well-hung college cocks. And then, of course, I cleaned them off too. It became a vicious cycle of sorts, because the guy who came first was watching me clean his friend's cocks off, tasting my ass on one and my pussy on the other, and he got hard again watching me. I was on my knees by this time, sucking them off anyways, and I couldn't let another hard cock go to waste. I had to give a little back, despite what you ladies said. I don't mind giving back a little pleasure, if it means I get another 3 warm, creamy helpings of their hot young cum. So I started sucking him, and then the others were jerking off watching me sucking him. I just sucked all 3 of them, popping from one head to the other, feeling them rub their dicks against my face, smelling their manliness, knowing their young cocks had more cum to give me. I couldn't stop. I was wild, licking their balls, jacking them off, taking them deep, letting them smack my face with their cocks, begging for their cum, arching my back and my tits out until they just hosed me down. All 3 of them, unloaded, spraying me with that hot young spunk everywhere. Oh, there's probably still a puddle of cum on the floor by table 12. Then I thanked them for treating me so well on Mother's Day. Their real mothers raised some very talented young men. And I couldn't very well just leave their cum all over me. I did scoop a lot of it off and swallow a lot of it. And I might have even swallowed another few loads of their cum after they got hard again, watching me lick the loads they sprayed on my tits. Still, I had to shower before I could come here, right, ladies? Lynn, why are you all looking at me like that? You're just jealous, aren't you? All right, maybe surprised that I was such a slut today, but it is Mother's Day. And I do deserve to be pampered. Fuck, we really gotta get going if we're gonna make our reservation, ladies. Unless you guys just want to order something in and I can share some more dirty details. I won't be eating much at brunch anyways. I'm stuffed full. Those boys really know how to feed a MILF.